Yeah, let's go. David Slater joins us. G'day, mate.
How you going? I had a little bit of issue with my phone, but I'm on board again.
Brad Hardy here. I was just saying, are the boys rallying around? Are they want to play in this game in the new stadium tomorrow? Or are they, if it's their turn to have a rotation or a rest, are they happy to take that?
Oh, no, everyone wants to play. I know it's probably been a long summer for the guys, especially who played the Test Series, but, you know, we're really keen to go out and win another game of cricket, and we'll be picking our best team that we can possibly field. We'll have a bit of a discussion with the medical team this afternoon to see how everyone is, but at the moment we'll be thinking about playing our best team and trying to win a game.
David, I know your direct role is to oversee and handle the bowlers, but can you give us any update on where Aaron Finch is with his hamstring trouble? Is he out for tomorrow or still a chance?
No, he didn't travel with us, so he's flown back to Melbourne, and he's going to just get himself ready for the 2020. So, again, Travis Head will open with David Warner. What we do with the rest of the batting order, we'll have a discussion probably later this afternoon and go from there.
I guess Glenn Maxwell is just about like every time you get an interview, you get asked about him, same as in this town we ask, you know, Adam Simpson, for instance, about Nick Natanui. What chance is there Glenn Maxwell would play tomorrow?
I think there's a chance. Batted all that particularly well throughout the series, so there'd be a chance again for him to play in this game, but we'll have to have get our selectors together and the captain and have a discussion on that. But there would be a good chance that he could play.
What were you thinking yesterday when they were 5 for 8?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good start, wasn't it? we bowled particularly well. We bowled the ball in an area that we've been trying to bowl for the other games, which we probably haven't done as well. And there was a little bit of movement. I thought the bowlers bowled beautifully yesterday. And, you know, all their batters, you know, in the top five, I think, other than Johnny Best, they don't play Test cricket. So if you can bowl a ball in an area where they have to, you know, test their defence, they don't play Test cricket for a reason, because their defence isn't that great. And we tested their defence and we got some good success. As I said, it was a little bit bowling friendly early and we made the most of it. But to have a team 5 for 8, it's pretty much closed the door. But I thought they fought back really well. Chris Wokes has, you know, played a very good innings. He's a bloody very good cricketer. So, and then we made probably hard work of a pretty easy run chase.
Hey, Dave, when we had our foot on their throat at 5 for 8 after 7 overs, why didn't the big boys keep bowling and we try to roll them over?
Yeah, there was discussion about that in our rooms as well. I think Travis, there's two left-handers in, and I think Steve thought that right-arm off-spinner might have been able to break that partnership. Also, it was quite hot and humid, so the bowlers were feeling a bit of fatigue. But, I think Steve went the way that he thought we'd break the two left-handers, and it probably didn't work, and then they got a little partnership going. I thought when Chris Wokes came in, we didn't bowl particularly well to him at the start either, but overall we're pretty happy with the wicket did flatten out.
Does Mitchell Starc play tomorrow?
I think he will, yeah. He'll come in, and as I said, we haven't had a really good discussion, but he'll definitely play. Who we leave out, you know, Paddy Cummins bowled beautifully yesterday, and so did Josh Hazlewood, so... I'm not sure where we'll go with that, but as I said, we'll talk about that later this afternoon.
And just one final one, David. Over the next couple of weeks, you know, the convoluted nature of Big Bash cricket, which is so popular, international cricket, T20s, getting ready for your South Africa series, and that promises to be a belter now, the way the pitches are being presented in what we're watching in that series against India and South Africa. How many of these guys... you will get to play that Sheffield Shield match starting on the 8th of February. Would the whole Test squad play that round?
Most of the batters, I think, nearly all the batters will. I think we'll be resting our three big fast bowlers. They need a rest. They've had a pretty big summer. They've bowled a lot of overs. They've got a few little niggles that we'd like to just sort of iron out. And we have got a tour game in South Africa. So that's the way we're looking at the moment. But the rest of the guys, I think, will play. It's probably quite good timing for us to get some good batting into some of the batters. And, you know, as I said, the bowlers are feeling the heat from a big summer. Not many teams have their number one-day team bowlers as far, and test bowlers are the same. So for us, that's the case. But, I think we'll just go with that at the moment and see where we're at.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks very much for joining us, mate. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks.